Bahrainis have held a funeral procession for a man killed by Saudi-backed regime forces on Friday. Thousands turned out on the streets of Bilad al-Ghadim, a suburb of Manama, to condemn the killing of Salah Abbas. The main opposition group Al-Wefaq accuses Saudi-backed forces over the killing. The European Union has imposed fresh sanctions against Syria. Russia has strongly condemned the new round of measures as unacceptable. The sanctions come as UN observers continue their mission to monitor the ceasefire in the country. The initiative is aimed at halting the deadly unrest in the Arab nation. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has met with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Tehran. During the meeting, Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted Iraq's growing might in the region and the Arab world. The Iranian leader said the future looks bright for the Iraqi nation. More bad news for Europe. Spain is technically back in recession. The country's central bank says the economy contracted for the second quarter in a row. The government has already pushed through drastic austerity measures. The unemployment rate in Spain currently stands at 23%. Israel has approved penalties against some 1,200 Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike. The new measures include denying prisoners family visits and separating them from inmates who are not taking part in the protest. The hunger strikers demand better jail conditions. They also want an end to detention without trial. In France, incumbent President Nicolas Sarkozy has narrowly lost the first round of the presidential race to his main rival, François Hollande. The two will now face off in a second round of voting on the 6th of May. Sunday's polls were mainly dominated by economic issues. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has submitted his cabinet's resignation to Queen Beatrix. The Queen is said to be considering the resignation. Rutte's government collapsed after the failure of austerity talks with his far-right coalition partners. The package aimed to bring the country's deficit within the EU limits. And the Israeli army has once again violated Gaza's sovereignty. Israeli tanks backed by bulldozers crossed into eastern Beit Hanun, a town in the north of the Gaza Strip. Witnesses say the Israeli army opened fire on agricultural fields in the area. No injuries have been reported.